Public Works Director Carl Johnson originally planned to begin partial closure and coverage of the city landfill this summer, but costs have increased as well as the project itself. Now the city's looking to cover the entire landfill, not just part of it, and it's going to cost around $1.2 million. Currently, the city has about $800,000 of that from the state and DEC. Johnson hopes the rest of the funding will come in.
We've got funding requests in to the state and the DEC. The project should score well on the grant criteria, so I would hope that it would be available for next summer construction. Hopefully go to bid this winter. We've even still are in the running for some stimulus funding to do the project, so we'll see.
Despite the landfill coverage project being on hold, community members probably noticed the recent activity going on at the landfill. For the past few months, around 7,000 yards of dirt from the Institute property has been trucked over to the dump.
They separated the oil-contaminated soil out there into heavily contaminated soil and soil that was lightly contaminated, they call it. So the closing out of the Institute project, they hauled all of the soil we could use to the landfill to be used when we do the landfill closure project.
Now that the landfill is completely full, Johnson says the city is shipping out all waste, but this is nothing new.
We've been shipping almost all of our garbage for years now. It's only been the things people bring out to the landfill. It's not a household that has gone into the landfill. Mattresses and furniture and construction debris is going to be the biggest issue.
Since the landfill became officially full in March, the city anticipated shipping costs to increase by 30%. But that hasn't been the case so far. For the months of April, May, and June, the amount of garbage being sent out has ranged between 87 tons and 100 tons. This is roughly on par with what's been sent out during these months in previous years. Johnson says there are no plans right now to establish a new dump site in Wrangell.
Currently trying to get a landfill started in this part of the country, in the rainforest, in the Tongass, wetlands. We would have never been able to build a landfill like ours now. The requirements are just so much more stringent. You have the linings and the leachate collections and all the systems you have to have in place. It's difficult to start one to begin with, but in rain country, it's even worse. Starting a landfill is going to be a difficult prospect.
Johnson says Wrangell residents can continue to bring aluminum and cardboard to the dump for free. The city is still charging for wood and metal, even though these items don't get shipped out. And while the dump is still accepting glass, it's currently going into the garbage. According to Johnson, Public Works Department plans on changing the way they charge for dropping waste off at the landfill. Instead of charging by the yard, which is what's currently being done, waste that needs to be shipped out will be charged by the pound. There will be a different rate for wood and metal since these items do not get shipped out. This change in landfill rates still needs to go through the ordinance process. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.